Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Ephesians chapter 5. I'll read from verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. There are wise people here today. You see wisdom in the areas of your life where you have never experienced it. In the name of Jesus. I meant it. Woohoo! I feel the fire. But as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So don't let anybody deceive you by saying there is no evil. The day is not evil. Even Jesus said that towards the end time. So the days are evil. This is Paul talking. But you see, the fact that days are evil does not contain us. That does not bind us. That's why we can walk as wise. We are the light. The darker it is, the brighter we become. Amen. Can't you see? That's why it says, arise, for your light has. It says, darkness will cover the people and gross the land, and gross darkness the people. But what about you? The light will arise for you, and then even Gentiles and kings will come to the rising of your shining. So we are not struggling and fighting with the darkness that is covering what we need. We just be ourselves and darkness will flee. As a matter of fact, we are not just light unto ourselves. We are lighthouses. We are the rescue spots of God scattered all over the earth. Glory be to God in the highest. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. What does that tell you? Buying back the time. What does that tell you? Come on, don't waste your time. Come on. We'll go back and read it in Amplified. He said that, wherefore, be ye not unwise. It will be unwise of anybody who God has made the way he has made you, redeemed the way he has redeemed you, that he has redeemed me, and decked with the anointing of the Holy Ghost in and out, like, now to now let your time just, no, God forbid. I say in the name of Jesus, God forbid. And you know, the interesting thing is that my own shining does not disturb your shining. Again, that's lack of wisdom. To think that because I'm shining, you are being disturbed, you're running. See, the problem is this. Because you think it's by your power, that's why you are feeling that way. You say, what do you mean? It's because you think it's by your power. When you know that you didn't do it, it's God. Instead of feeling that way, you'll be thanking God for who you are. For what he has made you. And you know what that does? Promotion. Promotion. I'm telling you. You know what it says? It says that they are not wise. When they compare themselves to themselves, they say they are foolish. I was talking of Christians. Have you ever seen where one star is shining and then stop the other stars from shining? If they, as inanimate as they are, can know how to be in ranks, how much more you, fully, not just human beings, filled with the Holy Ghost. Can't you see it's the way of, it's another way of the devil of removing you from your destiny and distracting you unnecessarily? Shine. Rejoice at the other person that is shining. You know, they are big, we are small. Have you ever seen anything that is small in the kingdom that remains small? Again, it shows your lack of knowledge. There is nothing that does not grow in the kingdom of God. There is absolutely nothing that does not grow. So there's no basis for comparison and envy and jealousy. Rejoice with them when they are going up, because you are coming after them quickly. And when they get to their peak, you'll be going on your own peak. It's not the same peak. You know the ultimate peak? Jesus. Okay. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk. I feel the fire. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I love that. You know, it excites me to talk about the Spirit all the time. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves. That's why we are certain when we come like this. It's like iron sharpening iron. Our countenances will be brightened because what we communicate is life. Oh yeah, what we communicate with one another here is life. And see, it's expected of us even when we go out. Come on. So what comes out from us is life. That's why we don't need to do anything. They will seek us. No, believe you me, they have no choice. They will seek us. Even those who hate us, we come and bow down. Haven't you read before that when the ways of a man are pleasing to God, even the enemies They will be the one to begin to look for every way conceivable to be your friend. Can't you see? You say, me? I have nothing? It's because of your lack of knowledge. True, that's why you think you have nothing. There's nobody that has nothing. You have nothing? You are born again. Which means the Spirit of God is right in there. And that's all you need. As a seed. Because seeds grow. Now you know there's no stagnation in the kingdom. Now there's nothing like nothing in the kingdom. There's something in the kingdom. When the widow of the prophet went to the other prophet, said, "Look, I have nothing." This. He said, "What do you have in your house?" But she had something before she started running around. She had something when she thought she would die. She had something when she thought that all her children would be taken away. But she didn't know. Said, "What do you have?" She said, "I have nothing." I said, "Really?" She said, "Except, talk now." And when she said what she had, said, "That's enough. God will use that." Yes. So I like to sing the song, "It's in your hand, you hold a miracle." Yes, though not much to you, turn it to him and he'll take what you give to him. It's what you give to him. If it's not valuable to you, you won't even think of giving it to him. Turn it to him and he'll take what you give to him and make it what you ought to be. A miracle is in your hand. Me? Pharaoh? I can't! No! No! Pharaoh! No! God, you forgot! What's in your hand? My hand? Nothing. Ordinary stuff. That's it. You can be ordinary. Drop it on the ground. Hey! He said, "Go pick it up." Don't you dare tell me you have nothing when you are born again. Don't be drunk with wine, where it's to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms. You have something. Spiritual songs, singing. So you see, we've not wasted our time at all today. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. When it's to the Lord, the people will benefit. But if it's to impress the people, when you finish all your style, they'll say, "What next?" But if it's unto the Lord, it says, "Giving thanks sometimes." Thank you. Giving thanks. Giving thanks sometimes. Help me. Help me. So when you are filled, a melody is unto the Lord. Everything you can counter is thanksgiving. Can't you see that the Holy Ghost just puts you right in the centerpiece or the main street or the highway of the word? When you are filled, you will speak psalms. Spiritual songs. You make melodies in your heart to sacrifice, constant sacrifice to God. Not daily. Minutely. We bring a sacrifice of praise. You are a living sacrifice. You are a living priest. Offering spiritual sacrifices. You say, "What do you mean, living priest?" Have you forgotten that we are kings and priests? Is it 1 Peter? Is it Revelation? Anywhere you turn to. I'm talking of the New Testament. We are kings. I feel the fire. Giving thanks always unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the next line. Submitting yourself one to another. How? In the fear. You want to know the things that made Jesus tick? The Holy Ghost that came upon him. It was called the Spirit of wisdom. Come on. The Spirit of knowledge. The Spirit of fortitude. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of knowledge. Yes. And then, of course, the fear of God. And even, he now qualified that. He said he flowed in the spirit of the fear of God. You see, I've been doing my research privately. I've not found it in any book yet. When you have the fear of God, you will be at peace with creation. That means man, animal, plant, you'll be at peace. And how do you define favor? More than that. Everywhere you turn is goodwill. People just want you. They just like you. Everything. Zephaniah, he said, even the trees will clap their hands. The fear of God. And the devils will dread you. The fear of God. People will love you. You say, how? Because the fear of God, automatically you will love people. Can't you see you are a walking miracle, an epicenter for the miraculous? I'm not talking of me, the pastor. I'm talking all of us. Your family is glad. Your family is blessed that you are part of them. That I am part of them. Nigeria is blessed that I'm a Nigerian. Why don't you say the same? And that is the truth, brother, sister, honest. That's the truth. And South Africa is blessed that Pastor Bumpty is South African and that I'm a South African too, by marriage. And she says she's a Nigerian. Yes. Okay, all of us are South African and we are Nigerians. You see what the Holy Ghost can do? Because you are always a blessing to any group of people that God, where God locates you. You are a blessing. Don't you know that it's what you know, that you think about, that you meditate on, that you say, that manifests. Everything in the world tries to tell you the opposite. But please, come into the house of God and be told who you are. You are beautiful. Amen. You are intelligent. Amen. You are handsome. Amen. You are purposeful. You say, how do you know? Because all things are passed away. You are the redeemed of the Lord. So you are able to live circumspectly, purposefully, diligently, redeeming the time. You don't waste your life. Your life comes to God and to humanity. You are special in the kingdom. Just appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.